It's 8:07 Monday morning. Good morning, Kay Winkleman.
Good morning, Chris Berg.
I think that's your name, right? It's been a long time.
We've not been together for, well, it was spring break. And today is the first day of spring.
Seems like months. Yeah, it is the first day of spring. It's National Ag Week as well. Kay Winkleman, do the honors.
It is. And we have a full slate all week of guests that we're going to be talking with. Courtesy of the Floyd County Farm Bureau. Up first is Taylor Brown. She is the Vice President of Central Springs FFA. Good morning.
Good morning, Kay. Thanks for having me on the air.
Thank you so much for coming in. We are obviously joining thousands and thousands of people all around the nation celebrating this industry. And it's such an important industry with agriculture. Obviously, this week is sponsored by the Floyd County Farm Bureau, and we will highlight a special guest each day. So, first of all, let's talk about your position with Central Springs.
I'm a senior at Central Springs. This semester, I'm taking independent ag business, but I took ag two my first semester. I am the vice president of the Central Springs FFA chapter. After graduation, I'm going to Kirkwood to study agriculture business in the fall.
Oh, awesome. So you are obviously from an ag background.
Yes, my dad graduated from West Hancock, so he was in FFA.
Okay. Every single. Central Springs hasn't had an agriculture program in the district for nearly 60 years. Talk about that.
That's right, Kay. 1964 was the last recorded year of in-house programming in a charter chapter. Beginning in 2019, community volunteers began meeting with administrators and school board members, and in 2022 launched a community fundraising to support ag program startup. This past fall semester, we officially launched ag classes and chartered Central Springs FFA. We're grateful for over 110 donors, local businesses, and grant programs that supported our efforts to get this program underway.
So 110 owners, obviously the people in the Central Springs area know and feel the extreme importance of this. That is an awesome community effort. What activities have you been involved in with the Ag Class and FFA chapter this year?
As an Ag Class, we went to Bushel Boy, but as FFA, I went to National Convention in the fall. I was a delegate at the districts in Boone at the beginning of the month. I plan to be a delegate again in April at the state convention. Last month, we went to the Iowa State Capitol and met our representatives, and we also participated in the sub-district contest in Nashua.
Very cool. So you've got to be super excited about your upcoming events.
Yes.
So talk about why you feel it's important for students to be involved in Ag Ed and FFA and learn about agriculture.
I think that FFA prepares students by helping them develop leadership and life skills that will shape their decision-making and values for the rest of their lives. Ag classes help develop your knowledge of ag and create new bonds with students that share the same interests as you. It will also help you with deciding your future plans. There is so much to FFA than just the animals, and you don't have to be a farm kid to be an FFA.
Yeah, and that's something that wasn't back in my day. FFA students and kids came from a farm, so. Mm-hmm. Me having not been an ag person, and I don't know about you, Chris.
It was the same thing when I was.
Yeah, I just, it wasn't really even an option. So it's so fabulous that nowadays kids who do not live on a farm or within an ag family are still able to participate in FFA. And I know they learn so much. There's so many projects when we go out to fair and see all the projects that FFA kids have accomplished, you know, with photography and sewing and baking and all those cool skills. It's really quite neat to see how much it's grown. And kudos to Central Springs for developing this program that is so important. Mm-hmm. So good luck at Kirkwood.
Thank you.
Very excited to hear how that will go for you. We will be out at the Floyd County Fair, of course. This year we go out every year. So if you're around, stop by our booth and love to catch up with you. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Central Springs will be there with FFA and 4-H kids. So Stay tuned tomorrow for another ag interview. This week brought to you all week by the Floyd County Farm Bureau. Thank you so much, Taylor.
Thanks a lot, Taylor. It is 8:12 with Justin Bieber here on KCHA. Morning.